It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And this week, Matt, you went to another movie that was ripped from the history of our country. It was a turbulent time. I mean, it reminds me of the trial of the Chicago 7, the story that you went to see this week.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of movies this year, Doug. You know, headline movies kind of from that era. And this one is a story that I was not as familiar with, and I'm guessing a lot of audience members listening are not as familiar with, and that is the story of Fred Hampton. Fred Hampton was the leader of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panthers in the late 60s, and he was a rising star, just like Bobby Seale and some of the other members, you know, Eldridge Cleaver and whatnot. And he was only 21 years old when he became the chairman of the Illinois Black Panther group. But how he kind of used that power to try to instill good things in Chicago, like daycare and lunches and breakfast and things like that, that was his real goal. His other real goal was to try to kind of start a rainbow coalition, which is touched on in this movie, Judas and the Black Messiah, of organizing other groups to come in with the Black Panthers, like some of the street gangs and even a KKK group of poor white people. It was quite amazing what Hampton accomplished in his short time. What the movie is about, though, Doug, directed by Shaka King, his first feature film as a director, the film is about how the FBI infiltrated the Panthers in Illinois. And what they did was they used a career criminal by the name of William O'Neill, played by Lakeith Stanfield, in an excellent performance, to kind of offer him a deal to say, okay, we want you to get inside the Panthers and give us information on what's going on, and then we won't send you to jail for all your petty crimes. So Stanfield plays William O'Neill, who ingratiates himself with Fred Hampton, who Fred Hampton is played by Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out fame. The real key to this film is the two performances, Doug. These are outstanding, I think, are both going to be Oscar-nominated performances. What I'm hearing is Stanfield will be put in the lead actor category and Kaluuya in the supporting. Now, Kaluuya has the more showy role. Hampton gives speeches, fiery speeches, you know, I am a revolutionary, things like that. Stanfield has, I think, maybe the more tricky role, and that is the, you know, the snitch, the traitor, the Judas. You see the pain on his face as he works to try to infiltrate himself with Hampton, but he's also got to give the FBI information. The shocking thing about this movie when you walk out, Doug, is that this actually happened in this country, that the FBI essentially, you know, broke laws under Hoover to try to ruin the lives of members of the Black Panther community in Illinois. And it goes through all of the ways this was done, but just the arrogance of power. And, of course, you know, Doug, at the time, the Chicago police force was not well-regarded by African-American communities. So that's what the movie is about, and it's interesting. It's intricate. I like this one a lot. I think Shaka King's directorial control of this film is better than, say, Spike Lee's In Five Bloods, which came out earlier this year, and I wasn't as wild about that movie. And it's interesting how the Oscar talk for that film has faded and the Oscar talk for Judas and the Black Messiah has increased. And I think Stanfield, it would be a better choice as a Best Actor nominee over Delroy Lindo in Five Bloods if I'm to compare the two performances. But I like this film a lot. The only criticism I would have is sometimes there are too many characters popping up. In a film like this, which is very intricate, how the FBI informant works, things like that, he reports back to his FBI, the guy who's hired him, which is played by Jesse Plemons in the movie. Martin Sheen plays J. Edgar Hoover, by the way, in a very sinister performance, as you can imagine, Doug. But the only criticisms I would have is sometimes I think films are better off doing composite characters where they can reduce the number of characters that pop up, because there are several scenes. All of a sudden, a new character pops up, and I'm like, who is this? Is this an FBI agent? Is this a member of the Panthers? Who is this? And you don't get a lot of context. So I had the feeling the film could have been pared down just a little bit in terms of the characters, even though the focus is mostly on Fred Hampton and William O'Neill.
Well, I just remember those times. I was an impressionable teenager when all this was going on. As a matter of fact, I was actually a junior in college around this time, and J. Edgar Hoover was not beloved then, and I don't think he's worn well with time, but this was such an interesting snapshot in our history, and I think sometimes we forget it, and movies like this bring us back to how relevant and important it was.
Yeah, and I'm not going to, you know, talk too much about what happened in Fred Hampton's life. I want people to go see this movie. It is in theaters now. It's also available streaming, so you can make your choice of how you want to see this. But his story has not been well told over the years as compared to Bobby Seale and some of the other more famous, Bunchy Carter, some of the more famous members of the Black Panther group. But there was a real fear in the country, Doug, at this time, and it's portrayed in Sheen's performance as Hoover that, you know, basically quoting, the blacks are going to take over the country. And this was, you know, Hoover instills this in the agents that they need to stop this at all costs. And the law breaking and the lines that they cross to do this is really quite frightening. The power of the FBI was almost unchecked at the time, Doug, and it's very frightening to watch this film to realize that these things actually happened.
Well, that's my Oscar trivia question. Actually, okay. This isn't about a movie or a performer who was who won, but it was nominated. And this is, again, a story about a black leader who was assassinated, and it hit the screens in 1992. What was it?
That would be Malcolm X with Denzel Washington in his Oscar-nominated performance.
And Malcolm X was assassinated after a public split with the Nation of Islam. That was very famous. But there was always speculation around the time that there might have been law enforcement involvement in that. And mm-hmm. then it reminds me, if you just Google these days, you can find out that Medgar Evers was murdered in Jackson, Mississippi in 1963. The Birmingham, Alabama church bombing. Four girls were killed in September of that year. Three civil rights workers were killed near Philadelphia, Mississippi in June 1964. Malcolm X in February 65. Three college students killed by police during a demonstration on the South Carolina State College campus in February of 68. And then Martin Luther King in Memphis of April of 1968, about the time this story is happening. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lee.